Hello. Joe, I just got this words thing and it shocks me. I didn't read it in the papers. Rick tells me it was in the paper and said it's not required by the budget at all. It's just one of Wirtz's ideas. Now, did you make it very clear to both Wirtz and Reynolds that...
Absolutely, sir. And just,
And what did he say? Didn't care?
I don't think he cared. He said that the...
What did he... What was his comment when you told him the president said not to do it?
He said that, you know, he said he had, done it. And
well, no, he hadn't done it when I told him a week or two ago.
No. He said when...
What did he say when you told her? Huh?
When it was announced.
No. I'm talking about we told him some time ago.
Oh, yes, sir. I told him at least twice personally, and I must have told Jim three or four times.
Yes, and what did he say then?
They ended up with that memo I sent you Friday night, I think it was, which said that Jim wanted an opportunity to talk to you about it.
What?
And, you know, would I put a note into that effect? And I said, sure.
Yeah. And what, did you put it in and told him I didn't want to?
No, I put a note into you which said Jim would like one.
Yes.
No, I told him twice you didn't want him to.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but did you tell him I didn't want to talk to him about it?
No, because I got that note back this morning. At that point, it was in the newspaper. Actually, I found out, it wasn't in my edition of the newspaper, but Temple told me about it. I called Bill. Bill said he had done it. He felt it had to be done.
Why?
Well, Christ, I really don't know. He then said, I said, well, you know, I told you that the boss felt that we, you know, it just should not be done. Disapproved it on two occasions, and he said, well, he said, I'm willing to take that, and I told him to send me the press release.
What does he mean, I'm willing to take that?
And I don't know, you know, I don't think he cares, sir, I really,
Well, I assume that the president would have power not to put it in effect, wouldn't he?
Well, he's got the power, you know, it's technically within his power in a legal sense, but my God, he works for you. He was told not to do it, and then told in your name not to do it.
Well, now, does this authorize the secretary to reorganize the bureau?
He has authority under the law to reorganize to the extent he did and back to the whole plan within his department as a technical legal matter.
What do you think we ought to do about it?
Well, I don't, you know, I think personally you either ought to reverse it or you ought to quit. I think if nothing is done, he'll just do the whole thing the way he is now.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.